Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16, the Bible says, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And then in 2 Timothy 3:14, the Bible says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard and learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Why is it that a person reaches a certain level of success, then they often fail? Why is it that a business will start and rise, but often fails after they expand? Why is it that a person gets saved and gets on fire for God, and a year or two later, it's hard to find them in church again? God tells us to continue the old that worked, and don't change it. The old saying, you stay successful by how you get successful. Too many people want to fix the old or change it, and thus they mess with the success that got you to the point where you are. You will not fix success. God tells us to continue with the old successes, to continue with more success. We live in a world that wants to constantly change or update. If you don't have the newest model, you're behind. If you don't have the newest iPhone or iPad or computer, then you're behind the times. I also know something a little about success. Once you get successful, keep doing it. Don't mess with it. You can do more of the same, but don't try to fix what made you successful. Sometimes we get a taste of success and try to do too much, and then we end up failing. This is why you don't build a certain building in hopes of filling it as a church. You build what you can fill and go from there. Don't spend millions of dollars on a building when you could have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what God's talking about here. Let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, people are imperfect. Only the Bible is perfect. The principles of the Bible are only limited by how man obeys them. God does not limit the principles. Man does. We have to understand something. God's principles are going to work no matter what. It is just up to we sinners to do them. I've heard much of my life, practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. That's not a true statement. Only perfect practice makes perfect. You see, it's just because you practice, if you're not practicing the right way, you can form a bad habit and not be successful. When sinners and sin is involved, our variables are endless for the lack of success, for failure. We need to realize that we must perform the principles of the Word of God without change. People often will tell me, the Bible's so outdated. The methods are outdated. Well, let me tell you something. God is eternally the same, and they're not outdated. You just want to try something different, and that's why you'll not succeed in God's eyes. Number two, we stay successful by doing more of the same, not by changing it. I'm not planning on exchanging soul winning for surveys. God commands us to go soul winning. Surveys are man-made. We're not going to exchange Sunday school for some newfangled contemporary stuff. How about we just teach the Bible? Somebody once asked me, "Preacher, what kind of follow-up ministry do you have, and what kind of discipleship program?" It's called 9:45 every Sunday morning, Sunday school. Keeping people in church, obeying the Word of God, is the best thing we can do. We're not going to trade growth in grace for discipleship. We'll stick with the old King James Bible that God wrote, and we don't need newfangled interpretations written by men. I really believe that we should follow the Bible for the order of the church and not start messing with having contemporary style churches. And let's just change everything because it's such an old-fashioned concept. Well, the church has been pretty old-fashioned for over 2,000 years, but it's the only institution God promised divine perpetuity to. We're not going to use the devil's music with God's words. That's man's plan. That's not God's plan. We have churches with big crowds, but little or no revival. There's no holiness. How about we have old-fashioned revival services and not worry about contemporary services? We don't need Bach and Beethoven. We need the power of Holy Spirit and an old-fashioned revival meeting. Number three, we don't need to go back. We need to go back to what worked for the building process. And don't change it when you are built. I started a church from nothing. We went from building to building to building to building, rental building to rental building, two hotels, back and forth, on and on, until we finally bought ground and built a building. Can I tell you something? We're not doing anything different in our building over the last 5 years than what we did as we were trying to build. We're still knocking on doors. We're still inviting folks to church. We're still seeing people saved. We're still having people come to church visiting and seeing people's lives changed. That's exactly what God wanted. I believe last Sunday we had 5 visitors, 2 people saved, 1 person joined the church. That happens regularly, and we're not a big city church. We're a country church. But we do the same thing the way that got us where we're at. You know, Walmart fixed itself to death. Walmart, many, many decades ago, used to be a very good store. Now, Walmart is the China of America. It is so successful that it doesn't need anybody, and they're just changing and changing and changing and changing. Old Sam Walton used to put on his ball hat and bib overhauls and visit the Walmarts, and he would talk to the workers and the managers, and nobody knew who he was. Sometimes he would give promotions. Sometimes he'd fire somebody. They never knew who he was. But that's how Walmart was built. You know, churches that once were a bastion of people being saved and baptized and lives changed no longer are because they fiddled with it. Lastly, relationships can be fixed to death. How about we quit seeing where we are and just be what we're supposed to be? Let's quit checking on whether we have a happy marriage. Let's concentrate on making our spouse happy. Instead of seeing how good of a parent we are, how about we love our children and teach and train them right? You know, instead of trying to have the best friends, how about we concern ourselves with being the best friend? You know, the best truth is this. Continue. 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 Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.